HMS Adamant. Early years. HMS Adamant was ordered on March 1, 1939 from Harland and Wolff, Belfast, as a purpose-built submarine depot ship. Her keel was laid down on May 18, 1939 and she was launched on November 20, 1941. She was completed in January 1942, and after acceptance trials was commissioned on February 28, 1942, Captain R.S. Warne, RN in command. HMS Adamant was capable of servicing up to 9 submarines at a time while accommodating their crews. Her onboard facilities included a foundry, light and heavy machine shops, electrical and torpedo repair shops, and equipment to support fitters, pattern makers, coppersmiths and shipwrights. Allocated to the Eastern Fleet. The ship was allocated for service with the Eastern Fleet and preparations for her departure from the UK were made over the next 3 weeks. For the first leg to Freetown, Sierra Leone, she sailed as part of convoy WS-17 which had assembled at sea, off Overseas Island, on Monday, March 23. She arrived at Freetown on Monday, April 6. The second leg was in convoy WS-17B which departed from Freetown on Saturday, April 11 and arrived at Cape Town on Thursday, April 23. From Cape Town she sailed with WS-19 on Monday, April 27, arriving off Durban on May 1. On May 7 the convoy split into two off Mombasa, WS-19A for Aden and W-19B for Bombay. Adamant detached and sailed independently for Mombasa, arriving at Kilindini on May 9, 1942. On Monday, March 22, 1943, Adamant sailed for Colombo with destroyers Quickmatch and Nizam and local A.S. escort. The three ships entered Colombo Harbour on Friday, April 2. This was a short stay. She was ordered to return to Kilindini to relieve HMS Wayland, and sailed from Colombo on Sunday, June 6, escorted by the sloop HMIS Hindustan, arriving at Adwattle on June 8. The following day they sailed to rendezvous with the destroyer Nepal at 70 degrees east on the 10th. At this point Hindustan, relieved by Nepal, returned to Adwattle while Adamant escorted by Nepal proceeded to Kilindini, arriving there on Wednesday, June 16. HMS Adamant remained at Kilindini until Tuesday, 28 September 1943 when she sailed to return to Colombo under escort from the destroyers Napier, Norman and Nepal. She arrived at Colombo on Friday, 8 October. 2 days later, Captain 4th Submarine Flotilla, was installed aboard Adamant. She did not remain at Colombo for long, she sailed for Trincomalee on December 1, escorted by Quickmatch and Rapid. The submarine depot ship HMS Maidstone joined Adamant at Trincomalee on March 3, 1944. Upon her arrival the 4th Submarine Flotilla was split when a new 8th Submarine Flotilla was formed and attached to Maidstone. Note, 8th Submarine Flotilla then comprised of 8 S-class submarines, but increased in July when 4 T-class, 6 S-class and the Dutch O-19 were being supported. Maidstone sailed for Fremantle August 25, 1944. Operations with the East Indies Fleet. HMS Adamant and her 4th Submarine Flotilla remained in Trincomalee until April 1945 when she was transferred to Fremantle, Western Australia. She arrived there on April 11, 1945. Her submarines joined her there on completion of their current patrols. She was to relieve HMS Maidstone which sailed to join the British Pacific Fleet on April 19 with her 8th Submarine Flotilla. Adamant continued to support the T-class boats of the 4th Flotilla in East Indies Fleet operations against the Japanese until the war's end. Post-war. On September 30, HMS Maidstone arrived in Fremantle from Hong Kong carrying liberated Allied prisoners of war. She moored a stern of adamant at North Wharf. The following day, crewmen with a short length of foreign service or not due for release on agent service grounds were transferred from Maidstone to adamant. On October 10, the two ships performed a further part crew exchange in advance of adamant sailing on the 14th for Hong Kong, via Christmas Island, and the Sunda Straits to arrive at Hong Kong on October 29. Maidstone sailed on the 25th for the UK, via Simonstown carrying ex-prisoners of war. At Hong Kong, her submarines were engaged on anti-piracy patrols off the China coast. Before the submarines went on these patrols, adamant and the submarines took part in exercises in order to give them practice in attacking. Adamant was used as the target and the submarines fired dummy torpedoes which were set to run under the depot ship. She was to remain at Hong Kong until February 1946, before returning to No. 4 berth North Wharf, Fremantle on February 28 with the submarines Taper and Totem. They were soon joined by Taurus, Virtue, Voracious and Vox, on March 14. The last member of the flotilla was HMS Turpin. On March 23, 1946, the flotilla split up. Taurus, Totem and Turpin departed to return to Hong Kong, while Virtue, Voracious and Vox, sailed for Singapore and England the following day. Adamant sailed for Sydney in company with Taper arriving there on April 3. At the start of May, Adamant with submarines Talent, Taper, Taurus, Tireless, Totem, Truncheon, and Turpin began a month of exercises in Jervis Bay. On completion, she returned to Sydney on June 3 in company with Taper, Turpin, and Taurus before sailing for Brisbane to enter the Cairn Cross dock to undergo a period of defect rectification and a boiler clean. The remaining 8 submarines of her flotilla were sent to various Australian cities for the Victory Day celebrations. She returned to Sydney on June 21 and began preparations for a Pacific cruise and visit to Japan. HMS Adamant with the destroyer HMS Penn and M submarines Talent, Tally Ho, Tireless, and Truncheon sailed on Friday, July 5, 1946, for a visit to the Pacific Islands, Japan and finally Hong Kong. Visits were made to Bunuba Island, Kiribati, Fiji, the Carolines, the Marianas, Kuril, Japan, then on to Hong Kong. After leaving Hong Kong, Tally Ho and Talent returned to UK, arriving home by Christmas 1946. In 1950, she returned to England, where she served as flagship of the Senior Officer, Reserve Fleet, Portsmouth. In 1953, she took part in the Fleet Review to celebrate the coronation of Queen Elizabeth II. In October 1954, she was recommissioned as depot ship to the 3rd Submarine Squadron at Rothesay Bay, where she was based until October 1957. She moved further up the Clyde in 1959 to Faz Lane on Gaelock, ending the permanent RN presence at Rothesay. In early 1964, she moved to the 2nd Submarine Squadron at Devonport. In March 1966, she was listed for disposal. She arrived at Inverkeithing in September 1970, to be broken up. Article produced by Tony Drury. Copyright 2015. www.royalnavyresearcharchive.org.uk